Wild Wild West.
89.3 WKKC, you're live with Harold Lee Rush. That's me on Friday, which is also Free Friday.
Today, I'm going to give you six ways. It's Dr. Rock's six ways in which you can turn your body into a fat-burning machine.
Whoa! Say that again. Dr. Rock, six ways
to turn your body into a fat burning machine.
Oh, we got to hear about this, because you know that's one of the things that is they're calling it an epidemic in this country. I don't know if it is or not, but the idea that number one, we got a lot of overweight people,
right?
We have a lot of obese people,
right?
And it seems that no matter what people do in general, certain things are still making us fat.
It is an epidemic that's going on. And, you know, people always ask, what do I need to do to lose weight, to get in shape? And there's many different ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not just a certain way to do it. There's many different ways. But there's six ways in particular that I think are very important. If people follow these six recommendations for 30 days, they should notice a difference in their body weight.
All right. I'm getting my notes, my notepad out, my pen out. Take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the six ways to turn your body into a fat burning machine with Dr. Rock. Dr. Rock's six ways to turn your body into a fat burning machine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, get your pen and papers out. Let's go.
All right. So you ready for number one?
Yes.
Ready.
All right. Number one is what most people don't want to hear, but they got to get rid of all of that bread, pasta, and rice.
I believe it.
Oh.
Get rid of it.
What's the name of it? What do you call them overall?
White stuff.
Grains.
Yeah, white stuff. Grains.
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 Okay.
Now, it is true that grains are a great source of fiber.
Right.
Can be a great source of fiber. They can be a great source of carbohydrates and a great source of energy.
Mm-hmm.
However, grains are, again, high in calories. They're high in energy. And they can be very high in sugar.
Oh, right. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
So instead, you want your carbohydrates, you want your fiber to come more from fruits and vegetables.
Right.
Why? Okay. Because they have less calories, they have less sugar, they're still high in energy, and then you're going to burn more fat when you consume more of these things.
All right.
So get rid of that bread, get rid of that pasta, and get rid of the rice. Okay?
And you know what? As I think about it, a lot of us, our diets, like, you can't have a meal without bread.
Right.
And we actually can, but we don't think we can. We either got rice or we got spaghetti or we got some noodles or we got some kind of pasta.
Exactly.
Or rice. Yeah.
Exactly. So just get rid of it. And I'm telling you, just from doing that, you're going to notice a difference, not only in how you feel, but your waist size is going to start to shrink significantly.
Right. I agree. I believe that. But what do you think? If you're going to have those items, you get the whole grain, brown rice, grain pasta?
Well, initially, I would get rid of it. And we'll come back to it because it's in one of my recommendations of things you can do as far as helping.
You know, some people have to wean themselves to that point.
Exactly. Yeah, but we gotta be serious here.
We gotta take
six. All right, what's number two?
Number two, is do not skip breakfast.
Okay. Really?
Do not skip breakfast.
I hear that a lot.
Okay.
Most people will tell me that they don't have time for breakfast, you know, because they're in a hurry for work or they're not hungry in the morning.
Right.
But the thing is that breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day because it's what allows the body to fuel itself. It's what kind of gives you that jump start. So, breakfast should give you energy to get the rest of your day started, and it's going to increase your metabolism. When you skip this meal, it slows down your metabolism, it makes you sluggish, and it affects your body's ability to burn fat. So it's very important to not skip breakfast.
Now, can we say that having coffee and a donut is not breakfast?
It's not breakfast.
Okay, so
not
we want to be clear.
No.
You're going to come back and give us what a good breakfast might be.
Well, I'm going to make a quick recommendation because you want your breakfast to consist of some type of carbohydrates and some type of protein, okay? So I like fresh fruit. You can do some type of meat for breakfast, or you can do things like eggs for breakfast. So you can do fruit salads, you can do vegetable omelets, you can do fruit smoothies, you could even do a protein shake. But you just don't want to skip breakfast, okay?
Oatmeal.
Well, that's considered a grain. Gotta get rid of those grains.
Okay. All right.
Number three. Okay. Which everyone knows, you gotta exercise.
Okay, I knew that was in there somewhere, but exercise. Okay, exercise.
Now, you know I had to bring that in there.
Yeah.
Now,
well, that's an important component.
Very important component. You know, the main reason, and we talked about this before, the main reason to exercise is to regulate hormones in the body, okay?
Right, right.
But exercise is also important for burning fat. Now, when people think about exercise, the first thing they always think about is doing some form of cardiovascular exercise, right? Whether it be walking, whether it be running, or doing some type of like stationary machines. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely incorporate that into an exercise regimen. However, you want to make sure you lift some weights. Okay?
Oh.
Now, the fear that most people have about lifting weights, both men and women, I hear it all the time, is that if I start lifting weights, I'm going to get bulky, I'm going
to
get big.
Turn the fat,
you know, right. It's going to, you know, it's not going to look good, and that is absolutely not true. Before you start getting bulky, you're going to start burning fat. See, when you lift weights, weights will help to increase your muscle mass. When you increase your muscle mass, that's going to help to increase your basal metabolic rate, which is the rate in which your body burns calories.
Okay.
Muscle is extremely metabolically active, so you want to build as much muscle as you can. Now,
oh, fat doesn't burn fat.
Fat doesn't burn fat, but muscle burns fat.
Yes.
Now look at this. If you lift weights, and you will burn calories up to 2 hours after you lift weights.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking
really?
About.
2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Say that again. So if I lift weights now, mm-hmm. then my body's going to continue to burn calories for 2 hours?
For 2 hours. So what's the key? The key is the more muscle you have, the less fat you have, which equals less weight.
Yeah.
So people need to lift weights. Number four is a very important thing, and people will always ask me this anytime they go on any type of diet regimen, or, you know, they're thinking about changing their diet. They'll say, you know, should I eliminate fats from my diet?
Mm.
And I'm going to say absolutely not. No.
Okay.
No way.
Okay.
You actually must have fats in your diet. Fats, and let me repeat this, you must have fats in your diet. Fats are extremely important for body function. But the thing is that you want to make sure you have what you call the essential fats in your diet, the good fats in your diet.
Okay. What are good fats? Because I'm confused.
Well, good fats are going to be omega-3s and some omega-6s. So they're going to come from things like nuts and seeds. We talked about this slightly before. They're going to come from things like walnuts. So people who like to snack on chips, you can start snacking on walnuts, almonds, pecans, pistachios.
Okay.
Because those things have your good fats in there. Okay.
Excellent. Excellent.
Fish is going to have good fats in there. And you want your fish to be not fried, but you want it to be baked. And when you bake it, you want to use things like olive oil or grapeseed oil, right? Because these things, again, have the beneficial fats, okay? When you get these beneficial fats into your diet, it's actually going to increase the body's metabolism. Not only will it increase the body's metabolism, but it's also going to have a cardiovascular property to help protect your heart. It's going to help with cholesterol. It's going to help with thyroid function, okay? So you definitely want to get those good fats into your diet. Eliminate the things like the corn oil and the vegetable oil, okay?
Huh, okay.
Start using some of the better oils. And then you can always supplement a good fish oil. You know, there's a good fish oil that I use from a company called Nature Sunshine that's a very effective.
Oh, Nature Sunshine,
to get, you know, those essential fats in your diet. You don't want to miss them out, because it actually can have more dire consequences if you try to eliminate all fats together.
All right. All right, that's four of them. We're going to come back and do the last two of Dr. Rock's six ways to turn your body into a fat-burning machine. I already feel like I'm burning fat right now.
Now, the last two are very important. Number five, what you want to do is you want to give yourself at least one cheat day.
Oh, I like that one.
Okay.
So one day we get to cheat.
One day you get to cheat.
Okay.
Where you can eat, and I would prefer people do one meal. You could just get to cheat. You can eat whatever it is that you want. So give yourself a cheat day, because, you know, what a lot of people have a tendency to do is they have a tendency to crash, right?
Right.
They do something for 5 days, or let's say 2 weeks, and then they just crash.
Right.
So when you give yourself a cheat day once a week, it makes it a lot easier. You don't feel like you're cheating yourself out of anything.
All right.
And you still get to enjoy some of the foods that you want. And number six is you want to get yourself a mentor. It's very important to find someone who's doing exactly what it is that you're trying to accomplish. It makes no sense to try to get in shape by yourself. That's very difficult. Why put all that stress on you? Find someone who's trying to get in shape just like you. It helps to keep you on track, keep you motivated, and keep you thinking about what your actual goal is.
Now, does that person have to be available to you only in person, or can it be somebody that you talk to once or twice or whatever?
Just someone that you can have access to, or even someone that you can, they have time to go with you to the gym or to show you how to eat some things. Just someone that you have access to, okay, or you can, you know, ask questions with. Before you go on any type of change in diet, you always want to consult with your healthcare professional.
But I'm okay, quite sure if I take my list of Dr. Rock's 6 ways of turning my body into a fat burning machine, any healthcare professional is going to say, that was a pretty good list.
Right.
All right. Well, Dr. Rock, how can somebody get in touch with you?
You can reach me by email at dr.rock25a@gmail.com. You can also reach me at the office. It's 847-562-0840. Again, it's 847-562-0840.